Here with me is Sano Shimoda with Bioscience Securities, and you were a presenter here this afternoon at the Agribusiness Forum talking on a couple different topics, really, the session before the break and after. So in your final session presentation here, I know the title of that starts out with the final frontier, but you might have another perspective on that.
I think we're only at the beginning for agriculture, tied with technology and innovation. And technology innovation, this country is the best. Because at the end of the day, if you look at long-term issues that this country faces, and I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, most people would agree, number one, we have an energy problem that we have to deal with, effectively to create a sustainable alternative. And I underline sustainable. Two, we have materials. In other words, using hydrocarbons, we have to replace those hydrocarbons with less volatile raw materials and create more value. Three, environment. You talk about global warming. You talk about the ability of biofuels basically to enhance or reduce global warming in terms of the emissions of greenhouse gases, at least from this country, as well as carbon sequestration. Plants basically bury carbon dioxide. And if we go to a carbon credit system, maybe agriculture gets benefits from that. And then health. Healthcare costs, as the baby boomers age, healthcare costs are going to escalate. It's going to take resources. We have to shift towards a preventative healthcare system of which nutrition and health has to play an increasing role. Nutrition, that means how we can have major nutrient components for major crops as well as fruits and vegetables become a meaningful, positive driver of improved personal health.
So for the people who are here involved in various forms of communications, especially in the agribusiness industry, what do they need to think of and focus on for their companies, for their clients, as they look towards the future?
I think obviously if you go to the Midwest, everybody is talking ethanol, biodiesel. I think the development of those biofuels, number one, you got to be low cost. You got to drive low cost because you have to be competitive at any oil price. And there's a possibility that oil prices could be lower rather than higher for lots of reasons. But you want to develop a sustainable business. I think the other very important thing is what has this taught the American public in a large margin, a city people, of what agriculture can do beyond food. Food is obviously one of the major drivers of why, you have agriculture. But there's other value added that can touch other industries and create more value. And I think that's what the biofuels has done, is it's awakened everyone, all us city people, to what agriculture can do beyond what they just assumed they did every day.
Any other thought you would leave with people involved in the agri-marketing industry?
I think it's like anything else. The U.S. as a country, we're facing increasing competition. Everyone talks China, India, other countries in Southeast Asia, Brazil, which should be very competitive in agriculture. But what we have is an integration. It's the integrated expertise of, number one, our farmland resources, our farm management expertise, our technology and innovation, whether that be genetically engineered crops, whether that be the best in John Deere farm equipment. We have the best, and we have to leverage that and basically do better and move to the next level to create more value to lower costs so we're more competitive, and we basically, U.S. agriculture has a growing place at the world table.
Well, thank you very much. That's Sano Shimoda with Bioscience Securities, our presenter here this afternoon at the Agribusiness Forum. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.